don't have a normal pie. Anyways, I'm awfully sorry your podcast isn't normal. I'm upset because Big Fatty doesn't have to do exposition shows, and I do.
We understand.
Or I don't, but I did. It just sucks, that's all. I'm just saying, you don't see Big Fatty getting tripped up like this, do you?
No, I guess not. I don't know.
No, he's too smart for that. He's a smart podcaster. Very clever. With his throwing the voice and doing the puppets? No, that's what I should be doing. But am I? No. I just did an exposition show.
Okay, you're completely losing me, Torpy.
I just want a normal podcast.
Okay.
Sarah, I'm over.
Torpy.
Okay, sorry, I had a moment.
It's okay.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's a smart podcaster. Very clever.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3786 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 12th of July 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, a little Big Brother talk, and who knows, maybe some cruise talk. Big Fatty. Hello, planners. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're planners. Because Big Fatty like planting seeds? No, planners, not planters. Oh, well, that's very different. Yes. Y'all, Big Fatty's been activating hot travel today. Y'all made some decisions on the Cruise of a Lifetime coming up I think it's about 6 weeks now. And y'all, I'm feeling real good about how the cruise is going to go, but I'll tell you all about some of that. But first, let's do this. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I see y'all today, the 12th of July, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all never met this person face to face. I may have seen him on a Skype picture call, but I don't know 100% if that's true or not, because you know, yes, Big Fatty, you're old and the old gal drinks, it's true. But y'all, today... he is one of the co-hosts of the Denims. Big Fatty, are they still doing that little show? I think it probably needs some fiber to be a little more regular. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, he is the husband of David, that blue jeans guy. Big Fatty, cue the crickets. No, we won't do that. Y'all, it is... Blue Jeans Paul! Big Fatty, we love Blue Jeans Paul! So, and y'all, I don't know if he is on the Twitty or the Metaspace. He may be on the Tickety Talk. But, y'all, if you see Blue Jeans Paul or Blue Jeans David, David that Blue Jeans guy, on the Twitty or the Metaspace, wish Paul a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope David gets him a big old piece of cake. Not made of cricket, so no, we want good cake.
Miss Kitty and Olive are his And then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty, we just love the Fatty the Pooh. It's true. Y'all, let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, I think I told you that young Nicholas, young Nicholas stopped by, and then old Veda and I recorded the little Fatty cast, and y'all, then I just watched some things on the TV machine, the Big Brother! Was on, and by special request from Miss Bacon and from Alex, y'all, we're gonna do a little Big Brother update. Yeah, I see y'all on Sunday night. Y'all, they had the first recorded episode of the Big Brother, and y'all, they were all just getting to know each other and everything. And Michael, who is the head of household, is that right? Is his name Michael? Let me just y'all, I've got the list here. No, not Michael. It's Daniel. Daniel, who's the head of household. He had to put two people up on the block, so he put up Michael, who is who says he's using a fake job. He works in an escape room, whatever. And Terrence, who is the older man that drives, I think he drives the bus and plays the karaoke. Up there in the Chicago's. Big Fatty, does Digga know him? I don't know. Because, you know, Digga's in the biz. You know, he has that comedy act. Anyway, so they went on the block, and y'all, the women, they're already conspiring against, what is that girl's name? Taylor. Oh, Big Fatty, the latte girl? Yeah, I guess, and y'all, Wednesday night they'll have the power of veto, then they'll have the veto ceremony, and then Thursday night will be the live eviction, and y'all, that's when the backstage pass twist will play out, and so you know, it'll be interesting. Now y'all, I'm going to embarrass him, y'all. Alex has said that he is all team LGBT. And Alex, do you think Daniel is LGBT? I don't know. He probably is fluid. He may be fluid. Alex has got the going for Joseph, and y'all, all I can say to that is, because y'all, Joseph is, he's pretty, he's real pretty. Miss Bacon likes him. Well, we don't know if Bacon does or not, but anyway, you know she's a cougar. No, she's not a cougar. But anyway, y'all, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. And anyway, so after that, y'all, I turned on the sports ball and I was watching it for a while and piddling around. And y'all, it got all tied up. And we're still tied at the end of the ninth inning. Y'all, I couldn't stay awake any longer. Oh, I know, Big Fatty. It was almost 9 o'clock. Well, I had not gotten a nip a nap. And I had taken the go-to-bed pills and everything. And, y'all, I just went on to bed. Y'all, the Atlanta Braves won. They won in the 12th inning. Big Fatty, that Austin Riley. He had the hit that made that untied the score. Yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, y'all slept like a baby. Y'all, it's so nice. So nice to be back in when you go away, it's so nice to be back in your own bed. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Back amongst your own foul filth. Yes, it's just lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. And but y'all woke up about 5:30 a.m. in the morning and got up and I TT'd. Didn't have to, but I just, since I was up, I decided to put the Apple clock on and get credit for the 5 a.m. in the morning ring, standing ring. So I did that, and then I crawled back into the chamber and kind of tossed and turned for a little bit. Did the Wordle, finally got up and had my coffee, read the newspaper, did the Sudoku, and what else did I do? I don't think there was anything else I was doing. Y'all, we've anyway, I went out and did the morning nip walk. Y'all, it was overcast and there was a breeze blowing, but the humidity was very high, but the temperature wasn't so bad, so I wasn't drenched with sweat, but I was sweaty. Yes, Big Fatty, sweaty ball. Never mind. Got back and y'all, I went into hot travel mode. Yes, Big Fatty.
Time for Big Fatty's Cruise Update.
Went back online and we're still waiting on the Mykonos excursions to come up. But y'all, our friend Cora Beth, who's going with us, she had asked me about something called the Key. And y'all, what it does is, and I looked at it and I said, no, I'm not sure that's worth it. But y'all, I went back and looked at it again and I've decided, and this is on Royal Caribbean, it's kind of a VIP pass, but you get early, you get front of the line for when you go to check in during your time slot. You can drop your carry-on bags off in the dining room and they'll take them to your room. They have a special lunch with the Chops Grill menu in the dining room for you. And then you get like priority to go on the tendas for excursions and priority special reserve seating for different things and all like that. And you get the inner tubes and you get to choose your time you want to get off the ship. Big Fatty, yo, we've all signed up. And y'all, if you were going to get the inner tubes anyway, it really is a pretty good deal. So we'll see if it becomes worthwhile. But it's a discount right now, so. We've all signed up for it, but anyway, and then just trying to get all the things together. We've got our chauffeured transfers from the hotel to the ship, and from the ship to the Aerial Puerto Hotel. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! I say, y'all just want to finish up with a few little things on my list here. That Phoenix Dave. That Phoenix Dave gave me a gas report back on the 3rd of July, $3.89 a gallon down there in Red Stick. And, y'all, I was awakened, or I awakened Monday morning to an e-letter from Tim in Alaska. And, y'all, Tim is an accomplished painter. He's donated several pictures to the Pride 48 auctions and all like that. But y'all, he evidently has a gallery of different people that he has painted, and he has them up all over his house and everything. And y'all, he sent me a picture. He decided he wanted to paint Big Fatty. Big Fatty. It's one of the seven horsemen of the apocalypse. Well, maybe, but y'all, he says, I just want to make sure it's okay with you if I put this on the inner tubes. I said, absolutely, and y'all, I am just as honored as I am, as I can be, to be hanging in the rogues gallery. All of them aren't rogues. Well, anyway, I am. But, Tim, thank you so much for thinking of Big Fatty. It really, really put a smile on my face. And anyway, and y'all, the last thing I want to talk about is several folks who do little shows have shared some personal moments here lately. And y'all, I just want to personally thank them. I think it's important that we share our struggles or hurdles or whatever it is, the times that, you know, there's not a aging parents for dummies or anything like that. But Casey recently, Big Fatty, why is the Apple clock talking to you? I don't know. But Casey in Denver went and cleared out his grandmother's home, and it was a very touching story. And I know it was difficult, but I have a feeling he walked away with more good feelings than bad from that. And y'all, then recently, Harley had shared that he has developed the Parkinson's disease, and in the last Stinkpot little show, Toppy had his prostate removed, and he had a wonderful interview with his prostate. And y'all, these are just things that we learn to live with, and it's part of getting older. And I, for one, appreciate hearing these kinds of things, because I think it helps calm the mind a little bit for those of us who might have something similar come up. And, y'all, we all deal with things in different ways, and I thank them for doing it. Oh, dear, Cassie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely... just lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, one last little thing, just a little thing. When Hendrick was here, I was getting these messages that a new device has joined your Xfinity network. And y'all, then when my gentleman caller from that was Middle Eastern came by last week, I got the same sort of message. So y'all, I just went in and I turned off the hotspot, the Xfinity hotspot, and I hadn't had any other problems. Big Fatty, nobody's been here either. Well, that's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Stinkpot and Toppy. Any other wise advice?
He's a smart podcaster. Very clever.
Big Fatty, it sounds like the storyline for a new movie, One Flew Over the Chicken Coop.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.